What's up, everybody, and welcome to Ladies Night Podcast. This is your host, Lauren Enchanted, here with my girls, Lexis Moore, and me, myself, and Juti. Turns up for
season everyone.
Two of Ladies Night, episode 28, talking about real friends tonight and friendships, those glorious things. So I guess before we get into that, everybody, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Ladies Night Podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Ladies Night PC. And like our Facebook page at Ladies Night Podcast. Comment, like, subscribe, share, all that stuff. We're now on Google Play, so turn up for that.
Hey.
I forgot about that. But that actually happened last week. But we didn't record last week. We had some time constraint issues, so we do apologize.
Then you know us moms, we only got sitters for so many hours.
Right, and we spent a lot of hours on some other shit. But we hope you like the freestyle.
Yes, let us know what y'all like about the freestyle, you know.
Ladies Night, that's the tribe.
We know somebody appreciated Nika's line mentioning child support. Right. Shout out to you.
Yeah, well, I knew somebody was going to feel it, so.
Right. Every time I hear the song, I will start. Well, my name is Lex,
and I keep these niggas pressing.
It just makes me want to turn up. But I'm also kind of tired of hearing it because we played it so many times.
Every time I look alive, I'd be like halfway excited, halfway like, okay, I just heard this.
Right.
I'm okay.
Right. So this week's song of the week are TLC, What About Your Friends?
What about your friends? Will they stand their ground? Will they let you down?
And Kanye, Real Friends. How many of us? I can't believe Lex doesn't know that song, but it's okay. We're going to get it together.
I'm sorry.
And Houdini, Friends.
How many of us have them? Friends. One we can depend on. Friends.
So those are our songs of the week for this episode. Lex, you want to give us our tea first?
Sure. So congratulations to our fellow Black Girl Magic, Tia Mowry. Tia Mowry Hardrick. Her and her husband welcomed a beautiful, healthy baby girl over this past weekend.
I feel like she was pregnant forever.
Girl, I know. But I wanted to give the shout out just because, you know, she had the battle with endometriosis. So I was like, yeah, she had to change her diet to get her healthy so she could, this pregnancy, because she had miscarriages before this pregnancy. So it's a miracle. We're happy for you, girl. Shout out to her.
Right.
In other news, so we all know, might as well just get this out the way now. Wake up, Mr. West.
He done lost his mind.
Right, poor Kanye.
He is in the sunken place. Get out.
I didn't even want to say that. I definitely feel sort of bad for him, but at the same time, I don't.
He has chosen his path.
Well, did you watch? You had to watch the TMZ video where you watched it, didn't you, Nika?
Yeah.
Where he like breaks down with the audience and he talks about having liposuction because he thought they were going to call him fat like Rob Kardashian. Yeah. Like, that's some like deep shit. And I feel like for you to be so cocky and, you know what I mean, and try to talk all these kids up, toast for the assholes, and here you are that upset with your life that you are worried that somebody's going to call you fat, like. I'm sorry. I'm probably being very insensitive. Go ahead.
I don't know. He just hasn't been the same since his mom died. I don't know. Kanye. But he really got beside himself this go-round. He really did.
All I heard was that man said that slavery was a choice. And I said, how?
I feel like that wasn't even the worst part of the speech.
But did y'all see the memes? They were so funny. The internet.
Yes. Black Twitter. Y'all came out and turned that moment into a beautiful moment.
But you know what? I was going back and listening to College Dropout, and do y'all think that could have been about his mom? Because the skits with Jimmy, it's like damn near depressing, and his mom has like degrees and stuff. And I'm just like,
Well, his mom passed away after College Dropout.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying the inspiration for it.
I don't know.
Now that you say something about it.
And that could be where all this guilt is coming from, because his mom died after she had surgery. I don't know. I'm just worried about Kanye. Like, I didn't realize I was a Kanye stan until this happened. I'm like...
And that's what's so disappointing, because I have loved Kanye since, as a rapper and artist, since College Dropout. Like,
yes,
I can still bang all of College Dropout to this day. I still have the late registration CD. Like, I looked up to that nigga. So for him to come out of a box,
girl,
in a bag and a car, he came out of a box, bag, and a car. Okay,
he
like
was
I was not ready. I said, "What the?" I said, "I don't. Can I even mess with you anymore?" I'm like, "I don't even. am I supposed? And then his new song dropped, which was next on my T. He dropped that song with him and T.I. And I was trying to listen. I was trying to listen for some type of explanation, and I still just, it's just like, no. You are forever ruined in my eyes.
It's not that he's ruined, but it's like the dude that on TMZ said, you have, like, changed or morphed into something that I don't even recognize.
Right? Who is this person?
And I'm trying so hard. That's why I came to the song, because I'm still trying to process, like, everything. And maybe I'm being too dramatic, but I'm that type of fan. But I'm just like, damn.
No, it's heartbreaking. It's really heartbreaking and upsetting. But yeah, we'll just pray for Kanye. Pray for Ye.
Pray for Kanye. Right?
Pray for Kanye. In other news, Rihanna's trying to take my coins. Y'all know she's coming out with a new lingerie line. Savage X Fenty. Savage right. by Fenty. Savage by and Fenty, I think it was this. That this, yes. Yeah. So she's about to take our coins with the makeup and now lingerie. And going on with Rihanna, she is also happy with her new boo. She says, "You know, Rihanna hasn't."
Do we know who the boo is?
Yes, his name is Hassan Jameel.
I wonder where he's from or what he does.
I'm saying, I know. I'm trying to. I just passed the story.
Should I hop up on Google and see what bro was looking like?
You know, for what I saw, he was very nice looking. So, yeah, you know, she doesn't, you know, Rihanna ain't put really too much of her personal private life business out there since Chris Brown, but she reports to be very happy. She feels like they have a really genuine connection. And she's just, you know, she's like, I'm feeling good about this. She's feeling very good about this. She also goes on the comment to say that her and Drake no longer have a friendship. As we all know, they were rumored to be dating at one point in time. She basically said, it is what it is. It's no beef, but it is what it is. So I don't know if he maybe got a little too touchy feeling. Or he crossed the line and she didn't like, but Ree's like, hey, it is what it is. And that's pretty much what she said.
Damn. This Hassan Jameel, he's cute. He's very pale.
Who, Drake?
No, Hassan Jameel. Or Hassan Jameel, excuse me.
Yes, Hassan Jameel. That's his name.
I haven't seen him. I'm going to have to Google him. I mean,
he's a Saudi. He's from Saudi Arabia. He's a Saudi Arabian businessman.
He's very pale. It's like a swirl, but just
she got a little swirl.
A cinnamon swirl.
Yeah, that's a cinnamon swirl because, you know, he ain't vanilla.
Look, Mika, I'm trying to show it to you.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice looking.
Okay.
The beard connects. What? Tossed. Okay. Bree.
Not the beard connects.
Well, he looks like a swirl to me.
That's key. That's the beard has to connect, bro. You can't be out here with these Anthony Hamilton patches. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Right. Anthony Hamilton.
Ooh. I pray that thing grow in at some point.
Oopsie.
That's all for this week.
Thank you, girl. Nika, you got a parenting tip for us?
Let's see. It is about know the best ways to praise. So give appropriate praise instead of simply saying you're great. Try to be specific about what your child did. You did such a good job putting your shoes on. Oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you for dressing yourself. Gossip about your kids because y'all know they are nosy and they are listening.
Always.
When we overhear is far more potent than what we're directly told. So when your kids hear you talking about them, it's going to make them excited. Cheer the good stuff. When you notice your child doing something good, helpful, or nice, let them know how you feel. And yeah. Every time Malik does something good, I always try to say thank you or I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him know it's a positive thing.
Mm-hmm. So.
Definitely. We've been high-fiving a lot lately. So I'm like, I need to do something more than say it. So that's what I think.
Yeah.
Me and Terrence get to, like, lately now he wants to start throwing away his own dirty diaper. So he'll pick up the diaper and run to the trash can and go, woohoo! And I'm like, woo! Yeah, good job! High five! And he just feels so much gratification at that. Whenever he can help me with do something, I say, good job. He just feels so good. But I'm glad. I feel like that's teaching him to, you know, pick up after himself and help out mommy.
You can get that going, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Hunter, I feel like I talk about her in front of her. Even with good things, I'll be talking to my mom like, oh, yeah, Peanut did this today. Or if she got in trouble, I'd be like, mm-mm. She clowned today. So I'm going to have to wait till we get more private. So she can't be hearing it all.
Okay,
I'm gonna use the bathroom. But so, good parenting tip, I guess. I'll be got some love my child, but like I said, it's in a good way.
Use the restroom.
So on to our topic, friendship.
Sorry, y'all. So we need a potty break.
Right. So now I'm thirsty. This week's songs of the week, excuse me, were TLC, What About Your Friends, Kanye Real Friends, and Houdini Real Friends. I'm trying to think of more like girly friendship songs. Girl by Destiny's Child.
Girl, I can tell you've been like.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Oh, for the worst day, too. Girl, I can tell you've been faithful, I can tell you. They got camera the words right now, but y'all know that's the song. That's the jam. Destiny's Field, my bad. It's on Destiny's Field. I just missed the whole song. But yeah, that's a good song. All
right. So tell us about your first best friend.
My first best friend's from my hometown. Literally have known each other since we were 2 years old. Her mama did my hair, and mama's the best friends, grew up in church, and we're still friends today. A good 20, one of them good old long-lasting 20-plus year friendships. We've been through it all, and we're still here.
Mine was some white girls from elementary school, but I don't know. If you ask them who their first best friends were, they probably wouldn't say me, which is funny to me. But they were some white girls from elementary school, and we were on the little junior pro cheerleading team together.
Aw, that was cute.
Yeah, so I just messaged one of them the other day and told her congratulations. She just got married, and so I told her congrats, and it's just so funny that we're grown now.
I know, right?
It's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Time really does fly, bro.
Right, my first best friend was a girl named Sherelle. She lived on my street when I lived on Kenyon, and I don't know, it was like after the other girl moved away, her mom brought her down to my house and knocked on the door and was like, can your daughter just come out and play? And ever since then, our friendship just like popped off, and we did everything together. I'd be at her house all day, and she would be at my house all day. It was like us against the rest of the neighborhood type deal, you know? We were those two girls. It was just like a good old 90s friendship, twerking the back that ass. Back when it first came out, back in the 99-2000. So, yeah, that's how long ago that was. Which we're not friends. We are Facebook friends now, but we're not super close now. But I actually wanted her to be on Ladies Night in the beginning, but she's just super busy. She runs a daycare, and she's in school and stuff, and she has two boys.
At least there's no bad blood.
No, definitely not. I just moved, and so we just kind of, you know,
grew apart. But not in a bad
way. They used to stop by all the time. Just like, hey, we're in the neighborhood, and our parents' moms would talk for hours type deal. That was definitely a good friendship. I miss that friendship. Yeah. So what would you say you learned from your first real friendship?
I would say that true friends stick around. Like you know who your real friends are with the issue you go through. Like if you'd have been through a lot with a friend and they still there, that I feel like that's a genuine friendship. You know, y'all might have hated each other's guts at one point in time, but the love never left. So
yeah, what do you think you learned from your first real friendship, Deacon?
That I needed friends that look like me. Melanated friends. Right. They were all little white.
You need to be in Wakanda.
Like, yeah, I was a little chunky black girl.
Same here.
I just needed friends that look like me that I could identify with. I never felt like I could identify with them, but yeah, that's what I would say. I needed friends that look like me that I could relate to. Oh, my babies.
Right. I feel like I learned, like, loyalty and just companionship from my first best friend. Because it was just like we were together the whole time. She was the only child. And my sister really didn't mess with me like that. She was older. She was cooler than me. She had her own friends. They would go ride bikes and do older kid stuff.
How much older is your sister than you?
Just 2.5 years, but, you know.
It's like
if she's in sixth grade, I'm in third grade.
Right, you know? Yeah. Like, you're going to say 12 and 14, 16, 14. Yeah, it's like, no.
Like, I'm trying to be up there with you guys, but you won't let me.
And they're like, no.
Right. So you guys said you aren't still now with those friends, but I did want to say I grew up with a lot of white friends too, and it was definitely different. Like,
I had white friends.
We got along great. We were Girl Scouts together. We played basketball together. You know, I would stay at their houses all the time too. Mm-hmm. But one thing I was thinking about is how I did have some white friends who I could go to their house and spend the night, but their parents wouldn't let them spend the night at my house. And I was just like, I have less of the threats because it's just me and my mom. They got dads, brothers, you know what I mean? All this type of stuff. And so it was just one of those things that I didn't see back then. But And I definitely will be on the lookout for it now that I'm a parent.
Yeah, there's like white friends I had. It's funny, there were white friends I had in elementary school. Some of them, like, if I saw them, they would be nothing but love. And then some of them would be like, if I saw them, like, who are you? Because I don't remember you. But then, like, even as I got older, I did. Of course, I'm from a predominantly white conservative town. So I had a good amount of white and black friends. But I actually, you know, like, I have some white friends. Like, if I saw them, like, if I go home and I see them, it's like, oh, my gosh, how are you? Yeah. So it's kind of nice to know, like, I can have friends of each. But there's definitely a difference. Yeah. I mean, like, I can be myself, but, you know, there's certain things I can't joke about with my white friends. I can joke about with my black people.
Right. Definitely. That's so true. That's definitely so true. So, your current best friend, how did you meet them if it's not your one you grew up with?
Do you
have more than one best friend?
Yes. I'm not everyone. I know some people are like, well, how can you have more than one best friend? But, like,
right, because only one. I am number one.
Right, but.
To nobody.
I have, I feel like I can say I have best friends because I have more than one best friend because I have different best friends from different walks of life. And so, like, I have my best friends from college. I have my best friend that, like, my A1, day one, like, literally day one from the beginning. We were 2 years old. You know, I have friends, like, I have two best friends from Pittsburgh. And, like, and I've, you know, and my friends all know about each other. And, you know, like, my Pittsburgh friends haven't really got to meet. I mean, honestly, I have, like, literally two best friends in Pittsburgh. They haven't got to meet my friends from here, but, like, I've told my hometown friends about my Pittsburgh friends. It's just, like, everyone knows. I feel like everyone knows they play a role in my life. Like, I don't believe in favors and stuff like that. No matter how long I've known you, I hold everybody accountable the same way. Yeah. It's not like, oh, well, I gotta be more loyal to this person just because she's my friend. It's like, no, like, I keep everybody on the same playing field. That's so I that way nobody can be like, oh, well, you know, you love her more than me because this and this. Like, no, right, wrong is wrong, indifferent. Like, that's how I am. So, like, I feel like I've been able to balance all my friendships throughout my life in a good way. So we're like, nobody ever feels like I got one's back more than the other. Like, yeah, everyone knows how I am. You know,
make new friends, but keep the old one is silver and the other is gold. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Have you ever heard that song?
No. I have not heard that one, but that sounds real deep, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I think we learned it, like, in grade school, but I'm not going to sing it, but I'm going to have to sing it for you later. Yeah. But my current best friend is still a high school best friend. Her name is Destiny, which I used to have a lot of best friends, but I'm, like, falling out with some of them, so I'm like, am I a bad person? But
no, I mean, you have there's people that I was best friends with in high school that have fallen off, like, if I see them now, it's just like a hey, how you doing? But yeah, like,
I mean, I'm things not really have, like that.
Yeah, like how things happen, people grow apart, and it's you're not, you know, if you're able to keep the same friends, that's a blessing. But naturally, your friendships and relationships are going to change over time.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, my current best friend, we've been friends since high school, since like eighth grade, and I don't know, we're just like kind of best friends. She has two kids, and I'm always busy, so we see each other or we don't. But we always, like, pick right back up where we left off when we see each other and talk on the phone. So that's awesome.
That's
good.
It's
nice to be around people that's just like, you know, they know me. Mm-hmm. I can just chill out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm definitely trying to make more friends this year. I met, like, Samika last year, so I can add some more gals to the gang this year.
I always love to meet new people, make new friends.
I do love to meet people. I just don't get out that much. That's my problem. I'm always stuck in the house.
And there's, there are acquaintances. And then there's the associates, and then I have, like, we cool, like, they cool peoples, right. And then it's, like, these are my friends.
Right.
You know, like, I have, like, my circle of friends. Like, usually if you see me, you're seeing me with one of them. You know we're friends. And then I feel like a lot of more people, like, cool peoples and stuff like that would be people, like, from college, from IU. Like, if I see them, it's like, oh, it's nothing but love. Yeah. And then, you know, your acquaintances and associates be people. You meet your people, like, once or twice. You just be like, hey, how you doing?
Right. Oh, yeah. So-and-so. I remember you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. You're nice to see you again.
Yeah, it's definitely levels to it. But, I mean, that's the thing. I want to build more meaningful, like, relationships with people and not just have, like, a bunch of casual people that I just know. Which, that's good, too, because, you know, you might supply at the door at the club or somewhere, and they be like, oh, you know, she's with us or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or anything. That was a bad example. But, I still want to just, like, I don't know. I feel like I want to have more people to go to coffee with. They go, like, to wine tasting or little things like that, you know? So, I don't know. Where would you go if you wanted to make new friends? Or have you ever like set out on with a goal to make new friends? And how did you go about it? Is a better way to ask that question.
I mean, when I joined Slack, that was a way of meeting new friends, new people. True. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that definitely has connected a lot of new relationships. And that's the dope thing about it.
Yeah. I mean, usually whenever I've made new friends, because, like, in college, we were in, like, you know, like, I was in gospel choir or, you know, the scholars program. Like, how I met new people was being a part of those different organizations and those common interests that bring you together. So, yeah.
Which, what's crazy is, like, these days, there's so much technology. My sister's actually met friends online, like, through chat groups and stuff, and girls she's traveled with, gone to Miami with, and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, people say social media makes us less different and it changes friendship, but the same way, it kind of connects people.
Mm-hmm. It can. It really can.
Have you ever fallen out with a friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it you or them?
Them. Peanut. Well, one was kind of them slash we just grew apart. Like, I saw them a few years ago one time I was home, and we greeted each other and hugged, but it was just like we knew, like, things would never be the same again. Like, it's just, we just knew that. And so, but if I see her, if I see her again, though, like, I'll speak, but we just know it's not, we can never really be close as we were. And then, and then I got friends, people that I've completely fallen off, and I won't ever be friends with them again. Like,
damn.
Yeah. Like, if you apologize, I'll accept it, but there's no way.
Was it something they did or something you did? Oh, damn.
Yeah, a lot of, like, basically, you know, like, we, in my friendships, I've always, like, you know, I tell you, like, I'm going to tell you how it is. Like, I love you, but if I disagree with you, I disagree with you. And I'm going to tell you when you're wrong, because I don't believe in holding nobody up in their dirt. I feel like that's the crux of a true friendship, is being honest with you. And so, basically, I was honest. And the other thing is, like, if I see you about to make a mistake as your friend, I'm gonna let you know, like, hey, this is not about the right. This person's not about the right.
Yeah, that's a good friend.
People didn't want to hear that. They felt I was the one in the wrong and said I wasn't a good friend. Basically, question of loyalty, stuff like that.
Damn.
And I was told, and I was the one told that I was the bad friend. So, and then, you know, people within the circle are holding them up in their dirt. So nobody's calling nobody out on their BS. And it's like, okay, well, then at the end of the day, like, even no matter what you do, if this person is wrong in our circle of friends, I expect you to be like, hey, they wrong. Like,
right,
we're not going to hold people up in their dirt.
No. But, I mean, people pick favorites. I've definitely seen that within, like, a group of friends. People have their favorites, so no matter what they do, they'll side for that person.
Yeah, and I think that's crazy. Like, no, right is right, and wrong is wrong. We're going to call it like we see it.
Right. I mean, I've fallen out with some friends. I think one of them, I was definitely in the right, and so that's why I feel like, you know what, I can't forgive the disrespect. The second one, I was in the wrong, and I could say more, but there's no way around it. I was in the wrong, so I just have to accept that.
Transparency. Right. Transparency is key.
And, yeah, I'm not going to make excuses. But there are some. I'm not going to make them. So, moving right along.
Laura said, we're not going to get into that. Right. Y'all need to know about that.
Right. I thought about it, but now that Nika's back. Have you ever fallen out with a friend?
No. Not recently. I mean, in middle school, I had a little falling out with a friend. We are no longer friends, but...
What happened? Look, I'm asking what happened. Like, I disclosed mine. Was it over a boy?
That's usually how most of them friendships end, is over dudes.
No, I mean, it wasn't over a boy, per se.
What does that mean?
Like, was it over someone else?
She said that I liked every guy that she liked. I don't know. I just...
Oh, damn.
Oh, Lord. Uh-huh. Did you?
No.
I don't know. Your face don't look too convincing right now.
No.
That's just like, no. Lady from Get Out. No.
Well, we believe you.
No, I didn't. But, I mean, we're not friends anymore, but I wish her the best, you know.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, I've fallen out over a guy before, too.
No, not two. It went over no guy.
I mean, guys.
So she basically felt like every guy that she liked, you would also like them, like, on purpose, or, like, you would try to get at them.
that I would like them on purpose. I was too shy to get at anybody. This was in like seventh grade. I mean, I'm still too shy to try to get at somebody. I mean,
she might have felt insecure. She might have.
Oh, hush, Peanut.
Right. I was like, she might have felt insecure. Or you might have been liking someone. Maybe you could have liked someone and not realized you liked them. Because that's happened with me. Like, it'd be like, I was like, I would like a guy, and then maybe someone else not realize they like him. Because, you know, people, especially in Richmond, people just hang with everybody.
I don't know about not realize I like him. If I like a guy, I know I like him. But that's a good point, because I feel like, is it wrong for two people to like the same guy? And he can pick who he wants to pick. And if it's not you, then it's just not you. You know what I mean?
I think it's...
If two girls like the same,
people are going, I mean, because like, you can be attracted to the same guy, like, you and another friend could be like, oh, yeah, he's cute, you think he's cute, but I think it's like, if I'm the one that opens up to you, say, like, hey, I really like this dude, like, I got feelings for him, I have a crush on him.
I mean, I kind of feel like a crush or two things. Like, if y'all both are if all three of us walk into a party and we're like, ooh, he's kind of cute.
Mm-hmm.
Is it up to the first one that grabs him, or should we all back off because the other ones like him too?
No, I mean, for me, everybody is free game.
That's what I get it like.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we all walk somewhere, we can all agree a guy's cute. But if the person, once person A or B or C makes the move, I'm backing up.
That's I'm gonna back up too. But I'm just saying, it's up to the guy to choose.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's whoever he wants.
He's gonna pick who he picks. So that's why sometimes I be feeling like, well, shit. May the best man win.
Yeah,
you know?
Y'all know how it is.
I guess for me, it's like I'm not going to try.
If we go to a place and you start talking to a guy, I'm not going to, after you talk to him, walk up to him and be like, hey, here's my number.
Exactly.
Pick who you want. I'm definitely not going to do that. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I think it's possible that something like that can happen.
Yeah. But I think it also depends, like, if it's a guy, like, say it's a guy I've been liking this long time, and you've been knowing I've been liking him. But if it's like a random guy, like, none of us know, and it's just like, oh, we all think he's cute, it's like, what happens is what happens. You know, we can't control that.
No, but on that note, because we are kind of new friends, how do you guys feel about meeting new friends and entering new circles and, like, approaching a guy that someone's already in that circle has been with? You know what I mean? Because I feel like as I make new friends, that's the problem I run into. It's like... The pond been swam in already, you know?
Like, damn. I ain't touching it.
See, boy, why should everybody be off limits because it's something they did in their past? That had nothing to do with me.
I mean, I just, because...
Okay, so wait, what's just the question?
Just because I just feel like people will say they're over somebody and they really not. And I don't like to deal with that. That's just me.
You stop. Leave the blinds alone.
What's the question again?
So, as you're entering new groups of friends, because we talked about making new friends before you came out here. How do you feel about if you guys are interested in the same guy, or if somebody in the friend group has already dated the guy but it didn't work out, but you're the new person in the group? Like, Lake said it's off limits, but I feel like, shit, I wasn't here when all that transpired.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, y'all. My child wants to play with the blinds, and I can't let it go down.
How long I've known this new friend and how long I've been to know them after.
Hunter's like, no.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on how long I've known everybody.
I mean, that's a good answer, I guess. But would you purposely not get to know people if you like were like, you know what? I don't want to know anything more about that situation, so I would just stay away from her or him until the time is right.
Maybe not purposely, but definitely, like, I guess I have done that before. I don't know.
Because it's like, these circles are small sometimes.
So small, so small. You don't even realize how small they are.
I was like, Nika found out one of my best friends is her family today.
Yeah, I did. We're cousins.
Yeah, literally. I was like, how? Like, how is this possible?
Right.
Somebody's a cousin on somebody's mama's side and it works. I was like, and it's not like a third, fourth, twice removed, like.
But
it's legit. Like, they legitimate cousins. I was like, what?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. So it's like so much loyalty, but at the same time, am I limiting my options? Or it might just be time for me to get out of town. That's my other thing.
Like, and I guess it also depends on my intent. Like, what do I want with this person? Like, do I just want to smash, or do I want to build a relationship with them, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That does make a little bit of a difference.
Yeah.
But I mean, does it? Because either way, you want to pursue them.
And either way, it can come off real sensitive. Because some people are like, oh, yeah, it's no problem. I don't care. Then something happened. It'd be like,
why are we so sensitive about people we used to mess with? Why do y'all think that is?
Well, it probably also depends on, like, what they were. If it was just like a one, like, yeah, I smashed him once and didn't happen.
I don't know.
That would be different from, like, no, we was dealing with each other for, like, some time. Like, some months or something. You know, like. One time thing, I don't think people should trip too much about.
Yeah, I just feel like women sometimes block more than men, and I always
wonder,
like, why do we do that?
Oh yeah, men don't mind passing each other around because they do not because they know there's more of us than them, so they don't mind us going around. I feel like they look at this like a damn Yelp review, like, oh okay, 5 stars. What's she doing particular? Oh okay, all right, cool. Let me go on. Okay, all right, put that on the list. Like I feel like that's. Oh, you only gave her 3.5. Oh, she didn't do that right? Okay, yeah, never mind. Like, I feel like that's how they be doing us sometimes. Just rating us a certain amount of stars on the scale. Finding out what's good, what's bad before they, you know, make a decision. I mean, usually homeboy be like, oh, yeah, you cool.
Yeah, that, but I just feel like, you know, men don't limit themselves to who their friends are dating or who somebody they know is dating.
I will say, yeah, they like a girl, they like, I will say, though, I do, there are men, they will respect, like, if this, like, your man's girl, like, y'all in a relationship.
Like, a close range thing, yeah. But I'm saying, like, as far as, oh, that's my cousin's people, somebody, like, they don't give a damn. They don't give a damn if it was, like, an old friend shit.
Yeah, I think, like, for men, you gotta, if they, like, bring them around you, and then you try to pursue homegirl, that's something that will piss them off. Because, like, no, like, I trusted y'all to bring her around you, and you going to try and get
it. Like, it's a lie. Mm-hmm. A lie in the sand. So, how has motherhood affected friendship for y'all?
All my friends have kids, so we can all relate to each other. Mm-hmm. And if we don't talk to each other for a certain amount of time, you know, like, we don't get upset with each other. We understand we all have kids.
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier about my current best friend. So you can get to answer this one. Who's your best friend now?
I have, like, a handful of best friends. I couldn't name just, like, one person. Like, I'm still friends with the same people I was friends with in high school. And we're all still close. Mm-hmm. And I would still call them all my best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably, like, a handful of 4 or 5 people.
I'll say motherhood hasn't changed my group of friends. They've all still stayed down for me, which I appreciate. I think I do feel like motherhood has changed as far as who I will allow to enter my circle. Because now I got a child to think about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and not even just enter, but who, you know, it allows you to evaluate who is currently in your circle. Because, like, the friends I fell out with, it happened after Terrence was already here. And, you know, for me, when I was thinking about the situation, I was like, it sucks that this really fell apart like this. Maybe I shouldn't. And then it's like, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for foolishness. So if you're not really down for me, I'm good. Because I want people that's going to be down for me and my son. Yep, that's just how I feel.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. Motherhood definitely changed something in me as far as friends go. I don't know. It almost say maybe more cold-hearted towards friendship, but it definitely made me more just like...
Because you don't have time for the extra BS. Right. I got a child to think about.
I'm letting people borrow money, and then y'all telling me y'all ain't got it. Y'all can't pay it back.
I don't let nobody borrow no money no more.
I mean, that's what I say. Y'all don't blow it for anybody else.
I only let folks borrow money that I know's going to pay it back. That's my circle of friends.
I don't want to borrow no money from you. Don't ask me to borrow no money.
Right. People borrow your money to be buying all types of shit. And I'm like, I have a whole child. You know, motherhood is hard when you first start out. I think I'm like, I'm like, I'm out here busted by us working 2 jobs and shit.
Like, borrowing money from you. Like, that was daycare. That was an extra outfit. What you mean?
What you doing with your money? That you have to ask me to borrow money. Hand me that tablet, Lex. So, moving right along. Do you guys have any male friends?
Any what?
Male friends?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
I don't have, like, any at all.
I have, as far as close male friends, like, well, the ones I keep in contact with the most is my two of them, my son's godfather, and then my other best male friend from college. And then I have male friends from home, but, like, I don't get to keep in contact with them too much, but if I see them, it's nothing but love.
I probably have one good male friend, and I met him after I moved here.
Oh, I'll turn
that for that. Yeah. Oh, so yeah, I feel like I got male homies from IU. But like no, I don't text him or nothing. But like I said, if I see him, it's nothing but love. But how are you doing? How's your son? How's this? Like, they really, you know, we catch up and all that good
stuff. Well, I have two, but I really appreciate them.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was going to say, I do have one male friend now I think about it. I don't always consider him a friend because we try to shoot a shot sometimes. Oh, but Lord. He is, we do talk about stuff, so I would definitely consider him a friend.
Oh. And they definitely keep me up on game, too. I
know, right? That's the good thing about male friends. Yeah. They let you know. They be like, girl, don't do this. You're going to sound crazy. The nigga going to think you just batshit crazy.
Right. Or nigga should be doing this. Or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they be like,
hey, let me let you. Right. He you not right. that into you, girl. Just let it go. Be like, really? Like, gotta let it go. Like, damn. But they keep it real with you at all times. That's why I appreciate male friends. Because if I need to pick their brain, men know men. So I'm going to go to my the person that knows niggas.
It's funny because they don't even want to hurt your feelings either.
Right.
Like, and you'd be like, what? You'd be like, oh. They'd be like, well.
You'd be like, well, let me give you a different scenario.
Right. They're like, let me give you two. When they say, let me give it to you straight or let me put you on game, it's usually never good. It's great advice. It's good advice, but the outcome is not going to be in your favor.
Or anything. As soon as I hear he probably, I just don't want to hear the rest of the scenario.
I know, right? Or you hear something like, right. Man, like, let me go on and yeah. let me go on and give it to you like this. He's like, oh, damn.
Right, what
right.
you about to give? What is it?
Like, no, mean? I don't want to hear, no. But, well, actually, you know, old dude was over here. I said, oh, shit. Right.
Do y'all
go.
Tell y'all friends about y'all relationship problems?
Yeah, I used to. If I'm in a relationship, I mean, none of my friends are in relationships, so it just doesn't make any sense to tell them anymore. Yeah. But all of us are single right now, so of course we swap stories here.
Yeah, and there. Like we yeah, most. I mean, only my one friend is engaged. The rest of us, we're all single, but we all still like, you know, like she tells us stuff about her relationship and the like guys that we talking to, we swap advice like, hey, you know, this guy I'm talking to, I ain't really hearing from him, what's up, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't, especially if you are in a relationship engaged, not all single friends give good advice. So you got to know which right. of your single friends to go
even
to.
Friends in relationship, just in general. Mm-hmm. Not all friends, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Not all friends give good advice because some friends misery loves company, and them friends will be negative as all get out, and those are not that's not the company you want to keep.
Definitely, one of the I don't know if you guys remember Gabby and D Wade's wedding video, and the pastor was talking about their bridesmaids and groomsmen and how like how mm-hmm. you pick your prayer circle and you pick people out of your friends that mm-hmm. are gonna like pray for your marriage mm-hmm. and give you good sound advice and be mm-hmm. you don't need those people on your side that you really need. And that's how I feel too. Like you can't be telling everybody your business. Mm-hmm. And especially when, you know, they don't be knowing half the time, number one.
No,
shut up. Some people be glad you got them problems, so
True. Like, yeah, that's why I told you not to marry this dumbass. I told you just like your damn uncle, and you'd be like what he got to do with this?
Right, yeah. That's the thing that is over here too. She thinks she's a grown woman.
She do. She tries.
But the other thing I was gonna say about telling friends my business or just problems in general, it's like they need people be having follow up questions. So you gotta tell every single detail. You be trying to keep half the story.
But like, let me just give you the surface.
I tell you what I tell you, and that's what you get.
Right. Tell me you know extra questions. Right.
We could deflect shit. Right. We Lord be like, so what'd you say? Huh? She'd be like, oh yeah, you know it's gonna be 75 today. I'd be like, nigga, right. Answer the damn question.
Talk about I'm secretive.
Right. She's like, y'all know I like my privacy. I'm like, girl, right. This ain't no Chris Brown video. You don't tell the damn details of the story. Right. Who do you think you are?
That's funny as fuck. But I mean, she like I said, if I had some business, it would be private too. But so we did get a mailbag letter today that I want to do.
Yay!
Before we
get out of here, mailbag letter. Little ladies, fix your life.
Right, little ladies, fix your life. Like Iyana, they'll probably give you better advice. But it is from Miss Justine. She's in Ohio.
Okay, shout out to Miss Justine
in Ohio. Right, I was about to do that.
I wish I could roll my tongue. Right.
So her question reads, Dear Honest and Wise Mamas, I'm at a loss. We all know safe sleep is important. My daughter is 10 months old, and we've struggled for the last month and a half to get her to sleep in her crib full time. At first, after a few sleepless nights, it worked perfectly, but then we took a vacation, and her internal clock was off. Then she got super sick and was up all night for a week. Now, here we are, with very little consistency, and a babe who sleeps in her crib till 11 p.m. Side note, we are in the same room, so that makes the crying it out method impossible when you've got to work in the morning. This makes me sleep for us. This makes sleep for us almost impossible, and sleep for her, not deep sleep. What sage wisdom do you have for me? How can we get this little one to sleep in her crib through the night? Thanks in advance, Justine. So, thank you for writing in, first and foremost, Justine. We definitely appreciate it. And we're sorry that you're not getting no sleep. That's not good, because like, I remember them days.
Ooh, I'm over here like, yikes for you, girl.
Right. That's all Jesus. You know, I won't have another baby, because I'm like, I cannot go back to the newer days of getting no sleep.
Nope. So, y'all know how so we feel for you, girl. About a bedtime routine.
Right. But she said she started off with the routine, but they went on vacation and the baby was sick.
She's, Well, she also said, like, the last month and a half, they haven't been able to get her to sleep in her crib regularly, so that makes me wonder if they started her off, like, day one, you are sleeping in your crib. Because that's what I had to do with Terrence. Because that way we wouldn't have that issue.
But I think she did. She said, what did she say in the beginning? My 10-month-old, we've struggled for the last month. Sorry. At first, after a few sleepless nights, it worked perfectly. So okay. She was sleeping in her crib.
Okay.
Well, when Malik was born, I got him on a bedtime routine when we were in Lexington. And then when I moved back to Hoptown and to my mom's house, he was kind of off, kind of on. Mm-hmm. But right when we moved back into our new house, when it was just us, I got him back on the bedtime routine. But sometimes it does take a few sleepless nights.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby is 10 months now, so it's going to be
That was my next question. Is she teething? Because that could be the reason. Because, you know, when they teeth and they get extra attached, they don't want to leave.
That's true. But they would see signs of that, I feel like, throughout the day.
But sometimes, to get these babies on bedtime routines, you're just going to have to listen to them cry.
That's true. But see, he's in the same room. The baby in the same room.
But when we lived in Lexington, Malik was in the same room as us.
Yeah, that's true. I wouldn't go in the room
until he fell asleep.
So maybe not going in the room until he sleeps. Because if Lady never was a crying baby, I hate to see some parents go crazy. I wouldn't even suggest that. Because I don't know nobody's mental capacity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No offense to you guys, it's probably very strong. But I'm just saying, you never know who can deal with what. But
ooh, no, I can't. Hang out in the living room.
Maybe have a late night. Make that a date night for you. You and your husband or boyfriend or whatever. While the baby's in there crying. I know it might not be the most ideal date night. But that could be some time for y'all to be intimate. Sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. Talk about your days. Snuggle a little bit.
That's what I was just telling Lex today. It was our anniversary, and Malik was crying. I had made some steak. I said, as soon as I sit down, he's going to start crying. And that's exactly what happened. And we let him cry for 45 minutes before we went back into our room. But that was the start of us getting him on a bedtime routine.
Yeah.
45 minutes.
Right. I mean, that's not even that bad. Some people be up for hours or whatever. So,
and you better boo.
But I would definitely suggest that. Now that the baby's older, too, I don't know how you guys are putting her to bed, but I would suggest...
Telling Malik, you better...
Because kids get body training tickets to get out of jail free card.
They do.
I got a boo-boo. You ain't got
the
boo-boo.
They do take the potty. That's how Hunter is, too. She was getting in trouble early. Talking about, I got a potty. Well, she did have the potty. She did pee for a long time. Mm-hmm. I was like, girl. But what was I about to say? Oh, and since she's older now, I would definitely suggest making the routine more distinct and starting like an actual wind-down time. So, like, after dinner, turn down the lights. Maybe if there's a way to dim your lighting in your bathroom.
Yeah. Turn the TV brightness down if you have the TV on.
Lavender oil. I put it in the bath, and when I put that lotion on, I put a couple of drops in my hand while I put the lotion on. And the diffuser is like $15, and I get the lavender oil at the dollar store for $5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and it helps calm the kids and get them ready for bed. We use it for our bedtime routine.
Yeah, which I never did I only did the baths. I never did the oil. We might have to try that. Which Hunter's older now, so now it's just getting to bed and we going to bed.
Put it on the bottom of their feet and put their socks on.
Right, definitely.
I have to try the lavender oil. I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, it's a good one. But yeah, just since she's older, get a full time routine like daily. Mm-hmm. Turn lights down as you get closer to bedtime. Lower the noise levels on TVs and stuff like that just to, like, calm their little spirit and get them ready for bed.
It takes 3 weeks to make a habit, so the baby might be crying for 3 weeks.
Right, I hope not, but
yeah, we hope not. We're
gonna pray for you. So, again, thanks, Justine, for writing us. Let us know how it goes. We definitely would love a follow-up letter to see if you got the baby to sleep.
Yes.
And tell us how you celebrate that first birthday. 10 months, they're almost a year.
Yay! So,
I'm really excited about that. Congratulations for making it through motherhood for almost a year. So, anyway, thank you guys.
I told you
for...
he had to use the bathroom.
He's going to be thirsty in a minute.
Right.
Mama, come in, please.
Right. But thank you guys for listening. As always, follow us on Twitter, Ladies Night PC. Follow our Instagram and Facebook at Ladies Night Podcast. Send us emails with letters, or you can DM one of us or DM one of our pages. Our email is ladiesnightformoms@gmail.com. Hit that PayPal link. Like, subscribe, comment, share, all that good stuff. And find us on Google Play, iTunes, Podomatic, SoundCloud, and Google Play. So hit us up, do all that. This is Lauren and Shannon signing out. Lexis Moore, me, myself, and Judy.
Bye, y'all.
Good night, everyone.
Right? Nika, do you have a positive note you can give us real quick?
Yes. It takes courage to walk away from the life you once knew.
Yeah, I know I got the grandma.
Right.
And that is from Nicole Kane. She used to be Nicole, but she used to have that gossip site. She used to be my favorite gossip blogger. But it takes courage to walk away from the life you once knew.
I think that's good as far as making new friends. If old ones don't work out, don't be afraid to make new ones.
Right. And on that note, don't be afraid to go out by yourself either.
Yeah.
That's how you can make friends.
I know, right? I used to go out by myself. And, like, women would sometimes approach me and we'd exchange and everything. Like, yeah, girl, you're really pretty. You should hang out with us. And I'm like, okay. So, do that. Make some friends, right? Even if it's something shallow and pretty, that's a good enough reason to make friends. So, anyway, we're going to get out of here. Thank you all for listening.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Good day. Grab a glass and join us for Ladies Night next time. See you guys next week.
See ya.